There is a wealth of fun on every page of a Bumble book, with stories that transport curious children to faraway places. You're invited to join us on the magical carpet ride of imaginative stories as Bumble Books brings its Buy One, Donate One promotion with its newest 6 titles. Buy a book and Bumble will donate the same title to the Red Cross Children's Hospital and other reading programs. Together, let's bring the wonder of literacy to our children. Visit bumblebooksonline.com for children's books that matter. RX Radio, by and for children.
We have now got Bumble Books, and I'm also really excited about this. A couple of shows ago, we interviewed Robin Stephen Clark, and he's the organizer of Bumble Books, and this is for the Buy One, Donate One literacy campaign. So the book today is called The Big Rescue, A Little Five Tale, and this is written and illustrated by Janina Pachova. Puppy, the youngest of the wild dog pups, was not allowed to leave home on his own. But one morning, he sneaked out before anybody noticed. He had a great time running and playing in the bush. Exhausted, he dozed off for a while. When he woke up, he was all alone. He waited for one of his brothers or sisters to come and find him and take him home. When nobody came, he started to cry. "Help! Help! Please help me!" he yelped as loudly as he could. But there was only silence. After a while, a mighty trumpet sounded. "Who's making this unpleasant noise?" The Big Five, Africa's largest animals, came to see who was disturbing the peace. "I am lost. Please help me find my way home," pleaded Puppy. But the animals just shook their heads. Lion was too lazy to help. Elephant had a sore leg. Buffalo was in a bad mood. Rhinoceros was hiding in. And Leopard had her own cubs to look after. Puppy knew that now he had to find his own way home. He was only getting more and more lost. So he cried even louder. "Help! Help! Please, somebody help me!" By midday, he was so tired and thirsty and scared and hungry that he couldn't even whimper anymore. Close by, a very soft voice chirped. "Lost, are you? Don't worry, I will help you." Puppy slowly opened one tired eye and saw just a little speck. You are far too tiny to help me," he whined softly. "Not all by myself, of course," said Leon, the antlion. "I'll ask my little five friends. We'll get you home safely. You'll see. Antlions are really very tiny, no bigger than a fruit fly. They have no wings and short legs, which don't move very fast. Leon needed to find Katrina, the elephant shrew. She was such a fast runner. But how? Of course, the dragonfly express. And in no time, Leon was on his way. Katrina, the elephant shrew, was found. Leon shouted, "The little wild dog puppy is lost and scared and very thirsty and hungry. He needs our help." "Give me a minute," Katrina called and waved. First, she had to comb her whiskers, then brush her tail. Then, "Hurry, Katrina, please," pleaded Leon. Finally, Katrina was ready. But there were times when her long legs were not long enough. She needed help. Katrina found her friend Bill in the buffalo weaver high up in the tree. "The little wild dog puppy is lost and scared and very thirsty and hungry. He needs our help," shouted Katrina. But Bill wanted to know all the facts. Why is the puppy lost? When did he get lost? How old is he? Why can't the big animals help? "Never mind all that. I'll tell you later," Katrina insisted. "You are the best flyer, so please go and find Nomfu, the rhinoceros beetle." Bill soared up into the sky, flying in large circles and swooping and twisting and twirling, searching in all directions. At last, he spotted his friend Nomfu. Bull shouted, "Little wild dog puppy is lost and scared and very thirsty and hungry. He needs our help." "What do you want me to do?" asked Nomfu. "Go and tell the Kokoza leopard tortoise," called Bull. "She'll know what to do." The rhinoceros beetle is not the best flyer, nor the fastest thinker. In fact, Nomfu almost broke his nose while taking off, and he nearly forgot the message. But then he found Kokoza. He gasped for breath and said, "Little wild dog puppy is lost and scared and very thirsty and hungry. He needs our help. Quickly, let's go and get some water. At the waterhole, Nompho filled a pot with water and lifted it onto Kutoza's back as easily as if it was a sparrow's egg. Kutoza walked as fast and steadily as she could, which was not very fast or steady. Bill circled overhead and every now and then scooped up water from the pot and jumped it into Puppy's mouth. In the meantime, Nompho and Puppy's family and them told him the good news. Puppy has been found. When the family was finally reunited, the moon was already rising. That was The Big Rescue, A Little Five Tale. I hope you enjoyed the story as much as I did. If you want to know more about Bumble Books, you can visit their website at bumblebooksonline.com and their social media at Bumble Books Online.